I'd like to thank you for asking me to speak here today and give you an update on what is happening in Texas concerning the boll weevil. I think, first of all, that what I'm going to try to do is maybe sort of acquaint you with the lower Rio Grande Valley area, which is where most of the activity is taking place today. As you can see, this is a history of boll weevil migration in the nation since the boll weevil first came into the United States in 1892 there in the Rio Grande Valley. And it took it just a few years to make it all the way across the nation. And so as it went across, it moved back, started the same way. We started North Carolina and on the West Coast too, and moved the weevil back to where it originated, there in the lower Rio Grande Valley. There is some special things that have to, or take place in the Rio Grande Valley. And I guess one of the things I'll talk about first is our weather and the climate we have there in the Rio Grande Valley. The Rio Grande Valley is a place, it's subtropical, seldom freezes. We may have a freeze every 15 to 20 years. And so we have cotton plants year-round. Our boll weevil eradication program is a year-round program. We are treating cotton year-round, whether it's volunteer cotton or it's in the field. So all during the year, we are treating cotton. Now, we do have instances where we find cotton that escaped the field activity and maybe in a city, especially in new areas where houses are being put up that were formerly cotton fields. As you can see, we have cotton plants that we found. They're 16 to 20 feet tall. And this is a five-year-old plant right that was found. It had five growth rings, so you could almost use it for firewood. So we do have some plants there, when you don't freeze, that you have to address and take out of production all in that area. You can see these employees are going around to different houses and different farms that don't necessarily grow cotton. They may feed it to their cattle or some other instance, but they're having to take plants out of the environment all the time, in addition to the plants that are growing in the field. We also have time to time, we have a tropical situation that may hinder us, and I know we've had about eight different situations since we started the program with tropical weather that's came in and delayed treatments and delayed trapping and made it very, very difficult to eradicate weevils. But I guess the number one issue, I guess, in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas that we have a problem with is this river. And it divides two countries, and we have cotton very close between Mexico and the United States in these areas. And I know in the news going on currently, we talk about this fence. Well, in the lower Rio Grande Valley, we have a lot of acres of cotton that are located behind that fence. And we have to address, and we put a large number of employees back behind the fence when we're inspecting traps there. And we have a lot of safety situations in that area. You can see the cartel is a big influence in Mexico, and sometimes they leave gifts. And that's one thing that when they started building the fence, they repackaged the things they were bringing across so they could go through the bars. And but the drug traffic is a danger to our employees also. And as you can see on this scale right here, the red line right there is our fence. The yellow is the Rio Grande River. We have approximately 4,500 acres located behind the fence. We have up to 3 miles of land behind the fence. And here's our neighbors in Mexico where they're growing their cotton also. And you can see the yellow is the Rio Grande Valley cotton. Being an area that seldom freezes, you have a lot of cotton growing and other crops. In the Rio Grande Valley, we trap multiple years. It's not you plant cotton, we go out there and trap those fields. You are trapping fields that may have been planted the previous year or 2 years prior. They may be in watermelons, they could be in onions, as this is onions, or along railroad tracks. So we even had the highway department lease some trucks to haul sand, but they'd been hauling cottonseed, and they didn't clean them out. So for about 15 miles up and down the highway in the Rio Grande Valley, we had cottonseed, thousands and thousands of plants growing in the winter. And so we had to take those out. So you're all the time dealing with that area, but it is a year-round trapping and year-round treatment program. And I guess you ask us why we trap all these fields in previous years, because of the volunteer cotton situation. The Extension Service did a research on the number of weevils produced in two plants. 249 weevils produced off two plants. And from these two plants, you had the capacity to generate 18,000 eggs. So I'm going to talk a little more about this later on in the presentation, but you can see just how few plants can give you great problems during the growing season. This slide on your left is how the eradication program began in Texas. We had 16 different zones. We have combined since then to actually three different growing areas. We have eradicated this area completely. This is completely eradicated. 7.3 million acres approximately are not catching weevils. This area has not caught, above this line right here, has not caught weevils in 4 years. And we do have some weevils that are showing up here from migration from the Rio Grande Valley, and that's why it's so important to finish this program in the Rio Grande Valley. You can see there how the lower Rio Grande Valley zone is along, it follows the river. And that's our current program in its capacity. We have about 7.9 million acres that were planted in 2018. These are land acres, and that's, like I said, 7.5 million of those acres have not caught weevils. But you can see the areas where we have caught weevils. This shows our old South Texas winter garden. We've caught south of Kingsville, and we have caught a few weevils south of Uvalde in one field that is the southernmost field over in that area. And then we've caught 96,000 weevils in 2018 in the lower Rio Grande Valley. That's up substantially from 2017, and I'll go into that in a few moments, but that's sort of where we stand. We were making great progress in 2017. We were down to 34,000. You can see 174,000. And then over there, and we went several years over in these areas without capturing weevils, but we had some weevils fly in back in 2015. We caught 73 weevils, and that built up tremendously, and we've brought those down to about 25 weevils at the current time over in that one field. This is sort of a layout of Texas from the looking from the south north. This is the Uvalde area right here, and that area right there, that one field that has caught weevils over there, is right here on the southern tip. The area that we're capturing in south of Corpus or Kingsville area is right in this area. These are one weevil capture traps, and you can see our wind moves primarily from the southeast to the northwest. So we see movement consistently moving out of these areas up this way, and that's why we have this migration and the need to finish this program down there. We looked at how the wind patterns are in this area to give you an idea. These are wind patterns for a 12-hour spread. This is how, at a 500 meters, how far a weevil could travel in a 12-hour time period if he got in the 500 meters above the ground and traveled that far. So you can see it was very easy for a weevil to migrate into the Uvalde area or even the Corpus Christi area, because at times during tropical weather we will see due south winds, blowing north. And now I want to talk to you about the South Texas area. As I stated in that previous slide, that's the Uvalde area right here, and that we're capturing those weevils right down in there in that one field. And then most of the other weevils that we've caught in this area are in the Kleberg over to Alice area south of Corpus. These are all areas that are north of the Rio Grande Valley. We caught 73 that first year, and then we had this big bump in 2016 because we had a 36-acre field that we were not aware of. And if you lose one field, as I talked to you earlier about how quickly these weevils can tell on you, or let you know there's weevils in the area. We caught over 11,000 weevils in that area as a result of that. I want to call it a hidden field, but he just failed to tell us about it. And we have brought those numbers down, including the weevils we caught south of Kingsville. We're down to 325. Weevils in the 2018 season. And you can see this is the South Texas Winter Garden. The blue line right here represents the 2016, and you can see when we found the field, this was telling us there was a field somewhere in the area that had weevils that we did not have trapped and were not treating. And so a large number of the weevils in 2016 were a result of that field. And then we came in with high numbers as a result of this starting the next season in 2017, and we're able to reduce those numbers down. And this scale is up to 3,000 weevils. So you can see I'm going to put the 2018 scale there, which is, I think, 70 on the high, to let you know how quickly those numbers have come down since 2017 peak that we had in South Texas Winter Garden. We call that area East Texas Maintenance or South Texas Winter Garden interchangeably. But you can see numbers are coming way down as a result of treatment in that area. Now I'm going to move to the lower Rio Grande Valley and talk about it, because this is where most of our problems are and most of where the eradication program is taking place. You can see our acreage bumps around 210,000 acres were planted in this last year in 2018, as opposed to about 23,000 across the river in Tamaulipas. A total of 96,000 weevils captured. You can see how variable that is. Last year was the lowest number of weevils we had caught since 2009, when Mexico did not plant cotton in 2009, and so there were lower weevils coming into 2010. But anyway, in 2017, we caught 34,000, and then we bumped it up in 2018. Total acres treated this last season was 870,678 acres, and you can see that's been stair-stepping there for several years. That's not only due to increased weevil activity, but it's also increased acreage in the Rio Grande Valley. So we are being very aggressive. These are total weevil captures by week, and the red being the 2017 number of weevils caught in each week and how we finished. 2018 was the green line. We had an area this last year we could not get into the field to do any inspections, so we had a break there, and so we have 2 weeks data, which caused us to peak a little higher than what we normally would. But you can see numbers toward the end of the season are coming down. And looking at treatments for the last 3 years, you can see the yellow is the 2018. 2017 is the lighter colored line, and red is 2016. You can see this was a wet time period right here, but you can see increased treatments, and you can see the spring treatments. We do two initial spring treatments on acreage where we have weevils present, or a history of weevils present. And so there are two normal spring treatments early in the season, and then followed by trap capture treatments. This is what the acreage looks like, and this is the Rio Grande Valley here again. This is the lower Rio Grande Valley acreage, and here's the Mexico acreage right here. And very closely aligned and tied together in everything that we do. I'll move into Tamaulipas. They also increased their weevil numbers, doubling it from 2017 into 2018. These are circles or where weevils are known to be present. This is a very small acreage. There's no program over there, but I think it's less than 2,000 acres being grown in that area. And then we have an area in southern Tamaulipas right here that doesn't have a program, but does have volunteer cotton. Then we have the large Laguna area, which caught 1.2 million weevils this last year, or the last report I received out of that area. So still a lot of weevils in this area. But what we're dealing with right now is what's going on here in the southern part of Texas and northern Tamaulipas. Northern Tamaulipas acreage, 22,638. They increased their acreage the last 2 years. You can see almost tripling their acreage the last 2 years. But very few acres we're dealing with weevils in Mexico, in Tamaulipas, that is. This is what it looked like January of 2018. You can see this is the Rio Grande River. And this is Tamaulipas here, and this is the lower Rio Grande Valley right in here. And these are trap captures on with the same scale. There was a problem in Tamaulipas in late fall 2017 with some fields that were not destroyed timely. And I talked earlier about how many potential weevils you could get off of two plants. Well, when you get some fields like this, we had hundreds of thousands of weevils emerge from these fields that were not destroyed in a timely fashion. The good thing about it was the growers, once they discovered the problem in Tamaulipas, addressed the issue. And their other growers went out and plowed these fields up and destroyed them. The problem we had was we had about a 60-day period where these fields were in this situation and produced a large number of weevils, which gave both programs a large number of weevils to start out in January of last year. You can see where the numbers were starting from. So all year long in 2018, we have dealt with a lot of weevils as a result. Not to say that we didn't have some weevils in the Rio Grande Valley left over in the 2017 year ourselves. But as a result of that acreage, we still started with a very, very large number of weevils. And this is how the Tamaulipas captures looked. You can see the yellow line is 2017, and you can see late season when those fields were discovered to have plants in them and the weevils they caught. The blue line is the 2018 and how those weevils, as I showed you in that Uvalde graph earlier, as you start the year, you have a large number of weevils starting the year. And they had a large peak in the year, but they were able to capitalize on some treatments late in the season and get much better control this last summer. And this is just their treatments for the last 2 years. One thing that Tamaulipas has done, especially by their government, has stepped in and assisted many of those growers there with a lot of their volunteer cotton issues. They've hired special people just to go out on the roads and fields. I know a lot of people in Tamaulipas spent this last summer pulling plants out of fields of corn or cotton, not cotton, but out of corn and grain sorghum down in that area so that they could get rid of some of their volunteer plant issues. This is average weevils per trap season long for the last few years. This is sort of just point. Tamaulipas is 0.269, 0.0470. That's season long trap averages for both areas. And this is what it looks like in a graph. You can see both of us increased our trap averages the last 2 years. Tamaulipas increasing theirs as a result of the infestation. The one thing that has really helped both the United States industry as well as the Tamaulipas program is that an independent agency has taken an interest in helping Tamaulipas with the control of boll weevils in their area. It's called NAPO, the North American Plant Protection Organization. It's out of the United Nations. They have been assisting with funding of chemical and applications, and has really been helpful to the growers there in Mexico. We're very appreciative that this organization has taken interest in doing this, and it's helping growers on both sides of the river as their interest in this program. One thing I want to talk to you about is, you know, I've showed you where we have weevils in this area, south of Kingsville and over in Uvalde. We have trap lines up and down all the highways coming out of the lower Rio Grande Valley where we monitor weevil movement consistently year-round. We're always wanting to see how weevils are moving. That's why we were traced the wind movements of the weevils back over to Uvalde a couple years ago. So you can see we're capturing nearly all weevils south of a line right here currently, or this last year. But it's something that we do. We've had trap lines all along the border areas of Texas to monitoring any movement that might come into the Texas. And this is to protect our growers to the north of there, so we have some kind of early warning system in case we do have a migratory event, especially after tropical weather. We also have pest management zones across the state where these stalks have to be destroyed by a certain period of time. In the valley, all these areas, as well as Tamaulipas, have to have their stalks destroyed by September 1st or face some kind of fee that's assessed. And in Tamaulipas, it's the right to plant cotton. They lose the right to plant cotton if they don't destroy their plants on time. But across the state, we have areas that control it, so we don't have a host. We do have a host-free period for the boll weevil in those areas, all across these colored areas of the state. We also have a fee structure in the state of Texas. If you're caught moving equipment or moving any kind of boll weevil or plant material that might harbor boll weevils, you can be assessed. TDA maintains an inspection area there along highways there north coming out of the Rio Grande Valley where they inspect equipment or look at certificates for equipment that's been inspected to make sure there's no equipment leaving the Rio Grande Valley that's dirty. The boll weevil eradication program puts together every year a program where we go and inspect equipment leaving the Rio Grande Valley to make sure all that equipment is clean. We issue permits. We keep a photo log of everything, of every piece of equipment that leaves the Rio Grande Valley. Every person that is, harvesting down there and might move to another area of Texas or out of state for that matter, we make sure we don't allow boll weevils to come out of the Rio Grande Valley going into other parts of Texas because we've already got those areas eradicated and we don't want them going there again. But these are the areas, of course, the lower Rio Grande Valley is still in full quarantine. This area is functionally eradicated right here, but still they have to be cleaned and inspected coming out of these areas, whether they're going into the Lubbock area or anywhere else for that matter. But down here especially, where the weevils are, we are very strict on the rules on bringing anything out of that area. One thing about it, we don't want to see this kind of trap anywhere else in the state of Texas, so we're constantly working to prevent this from happening. And with that, I will thank you very much.
Any questions? Surely somebody from Mississippi. If not, we are up against a break right now, so y'all go enjoy yourselves, get some caffeine, and we'll convene back in here at 3:30. And I'd like to mention one thing before everybody leaves. There is a slight deviation from the program. Rick Kegwin from EPA was not able to join us this year because of the government shutdown. So I have moved Dr. Gus Lorenz from University of Arkansas to move into his spot at 3:30. So when we get back, we'll be hearing Gus. Thank y'all.